crossword puzzle.
Come here.
Here we are sitting here, playing a bit of drinking gin. Now
what?
The night have begun.
Have you been playing my record?
Baby, ain't we having
yeah,
fun?
Yeah, so?
So didn't I tell you the procedure?
Yeah, you told me all about it, Trevi. They have to be in alphabetical order.
And what else?
They have to be filed alphabetically and according to year as well, okay?
And what else?
What else?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, let me give you a hint, okay? I found my James Brown record filed under the J's. Instead of the B's. I don't know who taught you to alphabetize. But to top it off, he's in the rock and roll section. Instead of the R&B section. How can you do that?
It's too complicated, Shrevey. See, every time I pull out a record, there's this whole procedure I have to go through. I just want to hear the music, that's all.
Is it too complicated to just keep my records in the category, okay? Just put the rock and roll in with the rock and roll. Put the R&B in with the R&B. I mean, you're not going to put Charlie Parker in with the rock and roll, would you? Would you?
I don't know. Who is Charlie Parker?
Jazz! Jazz! He was the greatest jazz saxophone player that ever lived!
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music. It's not that big a deal.
It is. Don't you understand? This is important to me.
Trevi, why do you yell at me? You know, I never hear you yell at any of your friends.
Look, pick a record, okay?
What?
Just pick any record. Any record. Okay. What's the hit side?
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Okay. Now ask me what's on the flip side.
Why?
Just ask me what's on the flip side, okay?
What is on the flip side?
Hey, 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 1958 Specialty Records. See, you don't ask me things like that, do you? No, you never ask me what's on the flip side.
No, because I don't give a shit. Shrevey, who cares about what's on the flip side of a record?
I do! Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made. Who was copying whose styles? Who was expanding on that? Don't you understand? When I listen to my records, they take me back to certain points in my life, okay? Just don't touch my records. Ever.
Record. Don't touch those records. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Erkley Show, a special edition as we celebrate Record Store Day 2018 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Indeed we will. It's a Saturday show. Wow. It's weird to be here on Saturday. It's also weird to celebrate Record Store Day when you can't really find a record store these days. We'll talk about that too. Love to get you in the mix. If you're listening live, it is Saturday, April 21st. It's an early start, 7 a.m. out west and 9 a.m. here in the east. No, it's 9 a.m. Central, and it's 10 a.m. here in the East. There we go. We're already doing the glitches and gremlins thing, so it's like five things at once, but we'll get there. Don't worry about it. So join us. Numbers in motion, 347-857-4505. That's what I wanted to tell you. Twitter feed, of course, is 24/7. Call in, jump in with your tweets now if you're listening live or later on podcast at AB Writes. Facebook page and the PopNet chat box are open. Our TCS crew is working overtime. Trudy and Aurora in the booth. ML at headquarters. Thanks for keeping us company today. And the show is being brought to you in part by Dunkin' Donuts. They've got great Dunkin' Donuts iced coffees and iced tea varieties now. And you can delve in when you're ready, because spring is coming. They keep telling us. They're threatening. By the way, it's also brought to you in part by Old Navy. Spring forward for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And our friends at PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. And we have those great robust roundtables. Not one, not two, but three last week. Wow. And more to come, details via social media and on this outlet, as you well know. Meantime, let's celebrate. Well, we'll do some musings, too, a couple of things to talk about, as we know in the news. But most of it's music, and a lot of it has to do with rummaging through those great stacks. Oh, records. Let's kick things off with Hank Burnett.
Here and a stack of records. I got records scattered all over.
Once again, here is Steve Key.
I'm spinning like an old turntable, three speeds going nowhere fast. I hesitate at the door to the future, holding on to my bittersweet past. Me and all of the percolators, me and all of the rotary phones, me and all of my vinyl records, warped and scratched and out of date. A 33, 45, 78, goodbye. Got friends from the old hometown, and we used to work at the hometown news. They got houses in a couple of cities, and I'm still singing the hometown blues. Me and all of the drive-in movies, me and all of the afternoon papers, me and the freeform radio, fading in and out of date. 33, 45, 78, going gone now. Talk about a Great Depression. I hear the drumming of the war machine. I wonder if I'm stuck in the past or if it all repeats just like a CD. I'm following the railroad line. It's another job in another town. I skip around in record time. I try not to notice the candle burn down over me and all of the Rust Belt workers, me and all of the hot type printers, me and all of the family farms, auctioned off and out of date. A 33, 45, 78, sing it, oh, the percolator, and oh, the rotary phone, and all of my vinyl records, warped and scratched and out of date. Feeling like a 33, 45, 78, 33, 45, 78, 33, 45, 78, goodbye.
Came last cinnamon, so sweet. Little bells, double dots.
Love that voice, love that song, Kareen Bailey Ray, and Put Your Old Records On. And the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, as you celebrate Record Store Day 2018, with some great tunes, Steve Keys, 33-45-78, and Hank Burnett, rolling through that old stack of records. Uh-huh. It's a bittersweet holiday, or, you know, commemoration. They make it the third Saturday in every April for the last several years, but the problem is there are not so many record stores anymore. I remember one of the great feelings of my youth was going to a record store and rummaging through the stacks of records and talking to the guys that ran the place. There was a great little record store in my hometown of Rye, New York, called Rhythm and Rye, and I hung out there a lot and rummaged through this tiny little hole-in-the-wall place run by a stoner. The guy was great, though. He was a real character, and people would hang out there, and it was just a great place to be. So we learned everything from him. He would introduce me to things from everybody from Elvis Costello to the Andrews Sisters. I mean, if you wanted to find it, you could find it there. Great place to hang out and talk and learn. There was another great place in Greenwich, Connecticut, Al Franklin's, not Al Franken, Al Franklin's music that was great. In the city, there were a whole bunch of them. New York City that has since come and gone. There are not that many of them anymore. It's really scary. Sad because I looked it up. They have the record store celebration. They have an official website. You put in your zip code or your town. I put in so many different towns, and they kept popping up, sorry, no locations found. So we're doing it virtually. And vinyl's making a comeback and hanging out at places. It's never going to be the same. I know you can buy things online, and you can get albums and books, bookstores too, the same problem, but nothing like hanging out in an indie record shop. That is for sure. What's your take? Twitter feed A.B. Rice. If you find yourself listening live on this Saturday, April 21st, you can hit us up on the old tin can and a string deal. Yeah, I can speak. It's Saturday. My mouth is on vacation. 347-857-4505. And lots of folks remembering those record store days. Chris chimes in. Nothing can ever match the excitement of being a young music fan back in the day of vinyl, waiting to get home and looking at the artwork. Yeah, the artwork. And sleeve notes, all the ritual, placing it on the turntable, and that warm crackle as the needle finds the groove. The artwork, yes. Those great liner notes, those big double albums sometimes, like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, one of my favorites. You open it up, all those great pictures and the lyrics and everything. Wow. Nothing is the same. You're right. Hey, speaking of great classic rock acts, a bunch were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week. HBO has dibs on the celebration. Will be shown in May on TV. One of the hardcores, they tried to get him in for years. They finally made it. The Moody Blues. I know a lot of folks were thrilled to hear that they went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's give a listen on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show.
everybody. Everybody's so grumpy every morning around here.
Sun fell down. You kept it going. We'll be right back.
Mississippi Goddamn is our last tune. We had some requests for it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset, and Governor Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on the land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know they keep on saying, go slow. That's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Washing the windows.
Too slow.
Picking the cotton.
Too slow.
We're just plain rotten.
Too slow.
We're too damn lazy.
Too slow.
I think it's crazy.
Too slow.
All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. You lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. My country is full of lies. We are all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. They keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble.
Slow.
Desegregation.
Slow.
Mass participation.
Slow.
Unification.
Slow.
Do things gradually. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody.
of the road. Take it in, take it with you when you go.
Bon Jovi, a little help from Jennifer Nettles, wrapping up her salute to the class of 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Big stuff, Bon Jovi inducted by Howard Stern. I heard the speech was hilarious. They also got a New Jersey Bon Jovi Day last week by the governor. New Jersey natives, a lot of proud fans saluting Bon Jovi for sure. Also the great late Nina Simone, boy does she have soul, that classic powerful Mississippi goddamn. Dire Straits, lady writer on the TV, which Sam via Twitter has dedicated to me because I'm a lady writer on the radio. So thank you, Sam, and appreciate your kind words, too. Thanks so much. The Cause, Elliot Easton and the gang, nominated a couple of years, finally made it in, and boy, do they deserve it, you might think. Speaking of deserving it and years and decades, rather, fans have been clamoring for the classic Moody Blues to get their due, and so thrilled that they are among the rock and roll royalty and their song, I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. Don't believe it. I heard the performances were rocking. I heard the speeches were great and heartfelt. We're going to get to see it all next month, captured on video and released via HBO. Stay tuned for details on the exact date on that one. So good stuff. So now we start the conversation. Who should be inducted next year, right? Some people are talking about it, indeed. Hot in the chat box, Franny chimes in, hey, great inductees, love the Cars, Bon Jovi, I'm swooning, and Dire Straits, can't go wrong. Indeed, she's a happy girl. But she adds, I think next year it should be America. Hey, Franny, I'm with you. You know how much I love Dewey and Jerry and late great Dan Peake, but I don't think they've ever been nominated, but you never know. Tom via Twitter says, the Spinners were nominated twice, think they'll make it next year. Well, we'll see. And Bridget says, Carly Simon should get her due. Carole King, too, as a singer, she's in as a songwriter. The women are often snubbed. Yeah, women don't get their due as much in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Very true. Joan Baez got one last year, Nina Simone this year, and a lot of folks would quibble and say they're not really rock artists. But, you know, we've broken that barrier. We had Donna Summer who did get in. She's a disco artist. But, you know, rock and roll is a big umbrella, and I'm happy about that. They always talk about it's not really pure. Cat Stevens shouldn't have been in. Joan Baez shouldn't be in. It's all part of it. And certainly growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was accepted that all these things were all part of the rock and roll umbrella. So I'm all for that, and that's fine and dandy. And by the way, does it really matter? I guess it matters a little bit to fans, and it certainly matters to the artists to be among the best. And certainly this year's was a stellar crop indeed. And sometimes you just need to hear a record. You just crave it. It's also Record Store Day 2018. Here are the Tweeds for Marty. I mean, the Dark Mission. He found it for you.
I want it now. We don't need your education. We don't need your thought control.
Hell yeah, last corner of the parking green. A little rockin' baby got a record stand. People gather around and clap their hands. That cat with a curl. She spins a rock and roll record. A rock and roll record girl. Well, she opens shop about a quarter of nine. She loves spinning early while she's feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine for that crazy cat with that curl. She spins a rock and roll record, a rock and roll record girl. Well, it's one them old records don't break the way she spins around. Well, she plays the hottest rock and roll in town. Well, even she hates to stop. All she wants to do is bop, bop, bop. Well, she really hates to close shop. She's a cat with a curl. She spins a rock and roll record, a rock and roll record girl. Oh, here goes now.
Good golly, Miss Mom. Don't like the ball. Good golly, Miss Mom.
They're terrific.
Yeah, I guess a guy has to grow up to appreciate good music.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to hear next?
Thump, 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 my heart is marching. Theme from the Three-Eyed Monster. Boy, these are all great. Where'd your sister get them?
Oh, she joined one of those record clubs, and it only costs her 87 cents a week.
How'd you do that?
Well, she saw an ad in a magazine. You know, you see them all the time.
All those records for only 87 cents a week?
Yeah. Look, here's one. Special offer. Join now and receive three extra records free.
Each week, we'll send you free one of the top hit records for only 87 cents. Boy, what a deal. I'm going to ask my dad if I can join.
You think he'll let you?
Well, I don't know. Well, your dad let your sister join.
Yeah, but she made a deal with him. She can't play any records when he's home. Steve, I think this'll work. You know, our parents are always going for that educational stuff. Well, maybe if you got one of those classical records every now and then, he'd go for it.
Do they have classical stuff?
Oh, sure they do. Look. Rachmaninoff Concerto No. 2 by the Harmonica Rascals.
Yeah, that ought to do it.
A package today, Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, thank you.
There you are.
Thank you so much. Beaver!
Yes, Mom?
There's a package here for you.
Oh, boy, Mom, it's from the record company.
So I noticed. I thought maybe you decided against spending your money so recklessly.
Oh, no, Mom. I couldn't pass up a neat deal like this. You know what I got for my 87 cents?
Couldn't guess.
Well, I got Billy Baxter's Crying and Sighing and Dying for You, my Wild Irish Geisha, and You're Driving Me Ape, You Big Gorilla. Some bargain, huh, Mom?
Some bargain.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over a dozen times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I Love It, and the Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fred, the Dead, and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Cox, Park, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe, and his singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Henry Taggart, and a whole lot more. And then that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport. I had to jump on the plane and I leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I Love It, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Cox, Park, Van Halen, Rita, Chris, Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe, and he was playing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Henry Taggart, and a whole. I got all the Booker T, Tom T, Hawes, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Crochet, Kiss Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and the Rogue and Cash. I got Forbert, Primo, Stevie Ray, T-Birds, Yardbird, Sam and David, and some of y'all might have guessed already. I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Pat Snyder going through his vinyl record collection on the Amy Beth Arquie Show as we celebrate Record Store Day 2018, and that one is a favorite for lots of folks, including our heartier regulars Dondi and Shay and Vista. Thanks for chiming in on this special day indeed. Bobby Poe. Pretty rooted around the archives for that one, a forgotten 45, but a good one for Marty, a rock and roll record store girl, and the Tweeds. I need that record for Haley. We do. Sometimes we do. And that vintage clip from the Leave It to Beaver show, with Beaver signing up for the record club. I kind of remember that. My older sister was part of the American Record Club when we got the records sent. Not the same, though, as hanging out in the record stores, right? Alan agrees with me on Twitter. He says, yeah, boy, misspent youth, nothing. It was well-spent youth hanging out at the record store. Kids today can't do it. Yeah, they just can't do it as much. And Idol on Twitter also says, remember taking for granted two equidistant record shops in Maine, in my hometown, both closed, long, long gone. Just not the same as the kids. It really is hard to find a record store. There are a few out there. They're out there. Some people are, it's like indie bookstores too, popping up sometimes, fighting the good fight, because there are people that have that nostalgia, that yearn, but can you make a go if it business-wise becomes the issue with online, Amazon, streaming, of course. Music business is so different now too. It's tough to make a go of it, period. But that experience, it can't be rivaled, for sure. So some of the news, again, we're going to do a quick review of the cultural cacophony, not our usual deep dive, but I want to say goodbye, of course, to the sassy, classy former First Lady Barbara Bush, who passed away this week at the age of 92. They're laying her to rest today. Listen, I was not simpatico with the Bush family's politics, but a good family, stellar values. You know, again, when you take certain things for granted, that the people in your leadership positions will be decent and have strains of humanity. You have to say that about the Bush family. I can't say that, unfortunately, about the family that's now occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Interestingly enough, Melania Trump, the First Lady, current First Lady, will be at the funeral along with the Obamas, both former President Obama and his wife Michelle, as well as the Clintons, former First Lady Hillary Clinton and former Secretary of State, of course, and former President Clinton will be there. But Donald Trump, the president, is passing, and I think it might have to do with the fact that the Bushes, I'm sure, don't want him there. My guess, just a hunch, I don't know. Anyway, that'll be happening, I think, this afternoon around noon. So she was a woman, again, had a sturdy force in that family. They called her the enforcer. She's probably more liberal than she let on. Certainly, you know, the Republican Party swung in a totally more right-wing direction over the span of the Bush's career. They were actually folks, both Barbara Bush and her husband, George Herbert Walker Bush, were responsible for setting up Planned Parenthood back in the day. But, of course, you became anti-Planned Parenthood, and you had to be pro-life, or anti-abortion, I should say, at some point, because the moral majority co-opted the Republican Party under Reagan, and from there in, it's been going downhill in terms of their social attitude. So she kind of kept quiet about whether she was pro-choice or not, but I think both she and Laura Bush are pro-choice, quietly so. But she did some great things for literacy, loved reading, loved authors, and loved to spearhead and believe that reading to children was an important thing, and opening up opportunities for kids to get books in various places, including barbershops. I mean, just someone who's very charitable and gave of herself. And so life well lived, and she ended it on her own terms as well. Sassy, classy Barbara Bush laid to rest today. But there was another story about Starbucks in the news last weekend when two African-American men were hauled off in handcuffs for just sitting while black, basically. They came into a Starbucks, sitting quietly, waiting for a friend. What is astounding about this story, first of all, the manager calling the police because they were sitting there and they didn't order anything, I guess. I don't even know if she had time to ask them to leave because apparently they were just sitting there for 2 minutes. How many times have you gone to a Starbucks? I know I do. My local Starbucks, you go into a Starbucks and you can sit there forever. No, I always get a coffee, generally, and sometimes I'll get something to eat. But I'm usually there for a while, either meeting a client or a friend or just sitting and hanging and talking with other customers and writing or whatever. So I'll stay there for an hour or two. And sometimes an hour or two with just one coffee, you're pretty much taking up space, right? I mean, and there are people that come in sometimes, either alone or in a group. They'll bring their own lunch. The people, at least our local Starbucks, are very nice about it. Usually somebody, people know enough that if you're going to bring your lunch, you should at least buy a coffee. But they don't throw you out for bringing in other food. And they don't throw you out if you're sitting there by yourself. I don't know too many people. Sometimes you see kids coming in groups and they don't order things. But most times, if you're in a group, maybe one or two people aren't ordering, but other people have ordered. But still, you can certainly wait for a while for somebody to show up. These people were there for 2 minutes when the manager called the police. And their friend, while the police showed up, the friend or the associate that they were meeting actually came in and said, "What's going on?" The incident was captured on video because everybody's got a camera phone now. So everything you do, you talk about Big Brother, is watching you, is really going to be captured. There was no major incident. They refused to leave, but they weren't getting violent or anything. The police had to hold them out in handcuffs. So the insensitivity now, I know Starbucks is because they've got egg on their face, so to speak, or coffee on their face. They have taken some action. They're going to have this racial bias day. They're going to have racial bias education. I think they're closing down for half a day, sometime May 29th, I think, sometimes next month, all their stores. Okay, fine. I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. It's a gesture. I'm not saying everybody should be indicted either who works for Starbucks because this one woman was ridiculous and now she no longer works there. But also, what's the deal with the police? The police were called. Are they not there to defuse the situation? When they got there and they realized there wasn't a problem, couldn't they have called the woman over, the manager, and said, "Listen, these people are waiting for somebody"? And then, in fact, when the guy came that they were meeting, I don't understand how it happened that these people were walked off in handcuffs. I just don't get it. Somebody went. It wasn't just one person going awry. It was several people who went awry. There were so many chances to do something right there and defuse the situation and make it right. I just don't understand. So that's, it's just mind-boggling, but still we persist. People who think racism is over, that when we elected Barack Obama it was all gone, not true at all. We have that underbrush, and unfortunately it's our national albatross. We have to deal with it. And I guess if we don't talk about it, we don't confront it, we're never going to really deal with it. And this is everybody copping to the fact that we all have some inherent prejudices. But what this woman was scared about because two guys were sitting there, I do not know and I'll never know. Anyway, what's your take? Twitter feed, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. I get going. But let's get back to the music. This one, of course, I don't think these folks are ever going to be rock and roll Hall of Famers, but they're sure funny. It's the Arrogant Worms and the Coffee Song. I'm Amy Beth Arquisha.
Young Derek would love to take my order.
Hi.
He works at the coffee shop just up the street.
Morning.
He's happy and annoying with a smirk the size of Texas. He's my coffee enemy. Would you like a mochaccino? Or perhaps a cappuccino? Or maybe a frappuccino? Said Derek wearing the chino. All I really want is a cup of coffee. So strong the spoon stands up. Just a cup of coffee. All I really want is a cup of coffee. Give me a friggin' cup of coffee, Derek. rare biscotti or a low-cal cabbage cookie. This muffin's only $3.50, and what's super great is that it's fat-free.
Don't want to smell like an espresso.
It helps
with your coffee scented soap.
Well, maybe you should have your chai tea, or maybe join me in some Tai Chi. Come on!
All I really want is a coffee in a non-biodegradable cup. Just a cup of coffee. All I really want is a cup of coffee. Give me a free cup of coffee. Oh, Derek, why won't you listen to me? I don't want a magazine or a CD. I don't want a latte or a frappe. I just want a coffee that doesn't taste crappy. All I really want is a cup of coffee.
Show as we wind down our salute to Record Store Day 2018. Also, the Arrogant Worms and the coffee song for all those hardworking baristas at Starbucks and elsewhere. They got to get better. Everybody's got to get better, but one person does not indict the entire industry, I don't think. But we all have to work together. I know. Let's stop preaching. I know. No time for that. Great. Our inspiration to action, Sean's success story. Shout out Claudia in Brooklyn, who says, working tirelessly on a memoir, wouldn't have been able to do it without the stamina, the discipline, and the courage the challenge gave me. I tell people to try it, embrace it, it works. Claudia, thank you. I love that endorsement. Keep going, and please keep us posted on your memoir and your further exploits. Inspiration to Action Challenge, working for you. I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it, but you're also helping encourage each other. So reach out via the website, AmyBethArkawy, ArkaWy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Also, if you need some help in that creative nudging direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. Hey, give me about 2 weeks to connect because we got lots of stuff going on these days, but I will get to you, I promise, and we'll connect and help you push yourself out of that creative creative ditch that you may find yourself in. While you're at the website, you can peruse my stories, the Elida Gordon Mysteries, other goodies up for grabs, and you can also chime in for your guest suggestions, big story requests, Forgotten 45s, of course. Speaking of great guests coming up in May, we're going to meet a couple of great musical guys. Jeremy Parsons, who is an up-and-coming Americana folk act, like his sound. Believe me, we'll chat with him and hear his songs. Also, Matt Weston, a kicking country artist, will be here. And Howard Ross is coming, too, either in May or June. He is an intriguing social author. We'll talk about how our quest to connect is making us more disconnected than ever. Well, you know, we've talked about that before. He's got some data and some theories on that, too. That's all coming up in the next month or so. And, of course, we'd love to get you in the mix. All the time. You can find us. The Amy Beth Arkwee Show is archived for, all those shows are archived for podcasts. Follow us on the BTR site, on Mixcloud, on Stitcher, iTunes, and NetNow. Be on a listen, select editions on Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to said website, amybetharkwee.com. Got it in. You can also friend me on Facebook, follow our producer Trudy Hart on Twitter at Radio Trudy, and follow me for the 24/7 conversation at AB Rights. So there you go. Thank you for joining us for this For the Record edition. Fun going through the stacks of wax virtually with you. Indeed, remembering all those great days hanging out at the record store. Hope you drive safe, play nice, dream big, and please come back and see us on the AB Beth Arkwee Show, where old records never die. We'll leave you with Ian Hunter. Take care and love you all.
died